Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Welcome to Inner Sight. 61 million disabled people in this country. And what we need is the reformed system. You have all these independent living centers in every state, as I believe you have one. And what has it really done for us? I mean, when you think about it, millions of people are in nursing homes. It's a big hassle to get out. Thousands, millions are denied service dogs. They don't do anything about that. No enforcement on accessibility. Nothing is really being done about that either. So you have all these independent living places. And what do they really do? Referrals. They don't help a person to really be independent. To be independent in this country, one of the most important things you need is money. You cannot be independent the way this country operates without money. And that's what the independent living centers should be dwelling on. But you see, they can't because they're controlled by the state. And what's happened here now, which really is disturbing to me, is you have disabled people working at these places and using other disabled people to take in money and doing very little. I mean, if you're going to use people to take in money, in my mind, you know, you should be doing something about the system that we have to deal with. Inner Sight is, we don't have the kind of money that they get from the state. If we did, you would see a tremendous program to motion to change this system. But they can't do that because the state won't let them. How can you? Well, there's a saying in the Bible that the devil cannot cast out the devil. And it's so true. A lot of what's going on, the oppression that pertains to the disabled, is orchestrated by the state. Think about it. I mean, there's three or four basic things. You know, there's no enforcement on safety, traffic light signs, accessibility with the wheelchairs, no enforcement. No enforcement, or no law, which is worse, no law when a disabled or a blind person is denied a service dog. And now the agencies won't even disclose how many people who serve this country will be denied by the end of the month, Memorial Day. You can't get that information. It's really a horrible thing. And then a person goes into a nursing home. They take all your money. They treat you horrible. They give you no freedom of choice with what kind of medical care you want. You know, they just shove it down your throat, whatever the standard stuff is. And you really have no money. They take your apartment. Then they put you on these programs. Now, these programs are administered by the independent living centers, which come through the state. But you know one of the major drawbacks of all these programs? A person can fight for years, if they survive, to get out of a nursing home. But you know what the worst thing is? There's guarantee that they're not going to go back into a nursing home. See, that's what it should be. If you get out, it should be guaranteed that you'll never go back into a damn nursing home again, except, you know, maybe for rehabilitation. But that's different. I'm talking about the regular horror place, a nursing home. So that's what's going on. And what really should be is these independent living centers should be able to take up the philosophy of inner sight. And when we come back, I'll tell you what that philosophy is and how and the only way that it can ever. All right, Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. 609-388-7004, Adopt an Akita. Greatest dog on the planet. A little bear, they call him. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, out in Tom River, New Jersey. All right, Big East, Akita Rescue. My buddy Anthony Kennedy. Kennedy Realty in Islip, New York, a good friend to Inner Sight. Want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information? Contact Mr. Anthony Kennedy, 631-888-1186. And he's a good guy to be in touch with if you're looking for an apartment or a house. He mostly deals with houses, though. All right. The beautiful children of the world, some of those who are past little Ollie, Avanti Oquindo, Corey Foster, little Tommy, and many, many others. We remember them. We honor them. Go an extra mile for a child. Take care of them. Watch over them. Inner Sight reminds you. Yes, around the world, Inner Sight, and right here local, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Picaro's Italian Tavern, the Sunset Restaurant, and my buddy at the Islip Cleaners, some of the people who have supported us in the past, and we hope to get their support again. Planning a benefit, we'll keep you posted on it. All right, Inner Sight around the world, civil rights lawyer James Bahamundi. If you need any legal advice for what civil rights there is for us, could be a lot stronger. 516-783-9662, Bahamundi's number. Can't remember the last name, just call him James. Inner Sight around the world, and our phone number is 631-224-3090. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled, and tomorrow night we're going to have a memorial show, and we're going to connect it in with honoring Joe Arion, who actually orchestrated that saying, Inner Sight means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. So we'll talk about that some more tomorrow night. Tonight we're talking about the independent living centers, how they should be modeled after the philosophy of Inner Sight. All right, let's see what else we got. You need dog food, cat food? Call my buddy Gary at 314-843-0080. And has a group. He calls it Nobody Starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, and the medical, when he's able to do it. He operates on donations. 631-484-3085. I think I gave you the wrong number before. 484-3085 on the Nobody Starves on Long Island. All right, Inner Sight. And we'll hold off on the Able News, see if our co-host gets in there, engineer co-host. And we'll open the phones up. By the way, the number, if you want to take note of it, 213-816-1650, if you're listening on the internet. I got to find out if that number is up on the internet. People listen on the computer if they're invited to call in on the blog. That number should be up there. Yeah. So you've got all these independent living centers all over the country, right? Mostly what they do is refer people, you know, where you can get this, where you can get that, social service, you know, cane travel if you're blind and all that, rehab. That's mostly what they do. So what we would like to see happen is the Inner Sight philosophy incorporated country. Now, you see, the independent living centers could never bring about the philosophy of Inner Sight because the state wouldn't let them. Number one, I'll tell you why. Number one, if they really were going to help people who are disabled, the first thing that needs to be done is people need to be protected with their money, what little we get from the government. That money should be protected. Nobody should have the right to take that money from us, no matter what. That disability money belongs to us. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't use it to pay people, but nobody should have the right to force you. So that's number one that the independent living centers should be doing, and of course they're not. Enforcement, strict enforcement of the American Disability Act. I don't think any of the independent living centers are fighting for that. I haven't heard anything about it, if they are. That's people in wheelchairs with the enforcement who can't get into a place, no accessibility and all that. And, of course, the service dog schools. Now, I'm sure that many independent living centers refer people to guide dog schools or service dog schools. But they can't do a thing when the person is denied the dog, except tell them to keep reapplying. One woman kept reapplying for 15 years. She calls this show. So there's another avenue that they cannot serve. Now, because of the way they're set up, they'll never be able to take these situations on and do something about them. State wouldn't let them. They can't use the money to let people know that the state has failed us. Now, one big example. All right. Let's take the service dog schools. Agencies that train dogs are not licensed to train guide dogs. They're only licensed to raise money. There's no law. If you get denied and you train the dog on your own, they take away your medical that the animal medical raises. They have a fund. Now, how can an independent living center criticize the state and do a campaign when the state is allowing this to happen? See, that's why they can't do anything. So what's the answer?
In a sight.
The answer, my friend, is for Inner Sight to have the funding to be able to change and modify this system. Because nobody else that's attached to the state or the federal government is going to be able to do it. And I don't know, and a lot of these private organizations even though they're private, they're still in with the state or the federal government. You know, they get grants and whatever. So there's the answer. An organization like ours, Inner Sight, been around since 1986, started out as a guide dog school, and now we've expanded into being advocates. We need to get the funds to map out a campaign to change this system, because the independent living centers, we should have modified the title. It should have been the independent living centers cannot take up the Inner Sight philosophy.
Yeah, I could change it.
They should, but they can't. They're
not
prohibited.
Right,
they're prevented.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
doing it. How can you help somebody be independent when you have to go into an institution and they take all your money?
That's the hard part.
Number one.
I mean, for real. Yeah.
I mean, how can you be independent? The first thing that they should do is try to remedy that, change it.
Yeah, they should.
But they can't do that. State wouldn't let them. They'd be put out of business, and they'll find some other jackasses that will just go along with the whole thing. Now, there's an example going on right now. I had a phone call, I don't know how many months ago, a couple of months ago now. Some guy called me from the independent living and said he's going to work on getting an accessible pedestrian signal put up. Well, I don't know what happened to him. I don't know what happened to the signal. You know, maybe it got stuck in somebody's ass with the state. Who the hell knows?
Well,
where is that? Where is it? I haven't heard
I
from this
know.
Guy in 2 months now.
I don't
See?
Know. I really don't.
They can't do anything.
No, they can't. The way they're
how
set
can
up,
they
can't.
Call? How can they call the state and I said to them, let's call a news conference.
They should.
And say that the ADA should be enforced. He wouldn't do it. He says, oh, we can't do that. Sure you can't do it. But the state won't let you.
That's right.
You make them look like crap. And they're giving you money. This is what's happening in this country.
That's for sure.
This is why these places can't help people. Because they're taking their money and they're forced to follow their policy.
Yes, they are.
And it means
you know,
that none of us can get the help we need. What?
Well, I feel also that, you know, when they sign up for all these grants from the government, they have criteria that they have to follow. Now, with this criteria comes a lot of they have to manage it, and they have to also, they're not managing it the way in which the state wants it. Bye-bye, you. You're not going to get that funding again. And it's really, you know, horrible, you know, the way in which you have to jump through hoops to get that funding. Is it worth it? In my eyes, I don't think it is. I really don't.
No,
I think they should just raise privately, you know?
It's not worth it, you know, because it's not, it has made things worse.
Yes, it has.
You know, it really has made things worse because you have a half-witted set of rules that's not even enforceable.
That's right.
You know, and you have and you know, I've heard, it's not just us saying this. I talk to people every day, and they tell me, oh, that independent living is horrible. I've been to them. They won't do a damn thing. Some people tell me that they hang up on them, and then we know about the one in the city had Mary on the wrong program for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all kinds of stuff. You know, because they're so afraid of everything.
It's not only because they're afraid. I don't know if they have the right amount of people for doing the job. That's one thing. Another thing is that, yes, they are afraid. They can't do what they've been contracted to do. That, too. I'd say that is very...
No. They haven't been contracted. They can't do what they're supposed to do. Is really what it is.
Right.
Know? I mean, let's talk about jobs for the disabled. Mm-hmm. You know,
non-existent.
What have they done to bring about jobs for people?
Nothing for me. Nothing. I'm being honest.
Mean, you know, they send you to these places. They send you to these organizations for the blind and disabled, and they make money on you, too.
Yeah.
They put you through these programs.
That's right.
You know? But they don't have a program to promote disabled people and say, hey, you know, we want to go to a company and say, we want 2,000 jobs for the disabled.
Sorry.
You know?
Sorry. Should be that way.
And we're gonna do a campaign on it. We'll give you free advertising. We'll do public serve. You know, there's so many different ways they could do it.
That's right.
They don't do that.
No.
You know, because the state won't let them. Oh, you do that, we're not going to give you the money.
You do something.
You can't use the money
like
that.
We want to. Yeah. You do something that's different than what you are supposed to do, and you're creative, and you do this, and you do that, guess what? You have to explain and jump through hoops, and you have to have had what's called an IPE, which is an explanation of what you want to do with the money and blah, da, 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 da. Let me tell you, it's a pain in the butt. It really is, for lack of a better way
it's
of explaining
it. It's worse than that.
It.
It's abuse.
I know, I'm being nice. I'm being very
it's
nice.
It's abuse,
honestly.
And it's evil. When you have money that's supposed to help people, and people can't get help, that is a great wrong to society.
It is a great wrong.
And that should teach you that you got to change this system. See, that's the worst part. These people don't learn. You know, they just stay with the same old stuff. And I'm as I said, a few minutes ago, I'm going to repeat it because it's so worth repeating.
Yeah.
Any independent living center that helps a person get out of a nursing home, all right?
Yeah.
None of them can absolutely guarantee that person will never go into a nursing home again.
I know that to be true. I'm scared about that.
None of them.
You know why? Because I sit down and I have two programs that approached me about staying out of a nursing home. One is the nursing home diversion and waiver program. It has more acronym to it, but I'm just going to say the nursing home waiver and diversion so everybody knows, okay? And then there was the traumatic brain injury because I had a stroke, so I could use that, both of them. Now, I'm sitting here, and if you ask me today, what the heck is the difference between the both? I have no clue. I'm supposed to know that, but he was supposed
they
to send me
they would have to put a lobby in Washington,
yeah,
which would state the government and the agencies must split the cost to guarantee that a person never has to go into a nursing home. Only rehab. If you need rehab, fine. But other
they
than that,
do it on the outside,
that,
Frank.
That fund should be there,
yeah,
to protect you in the name of the person who's disabled.
Okay.
That should be
something.
The guarantee.
Can I explain something?
And not one independent living center can fight for that or try to do that. They'd be cut
That's
down.
Right. Yes, they would.
So what good is it?
Well, let me say something. They got to fight, too. They got to sit down and fight with us. They, you know, who cares at this point if they lose
their money?
They'll
lose their money.
Well, at that point, is it really helping people? No, it really isn't. Seriously.
No, you're kissing the butt of the state.
That's what you're doing. Yeah.
It's really what you're doing. And a lot of people accept that. Oh, it's better than nothing. It's not better than nothing. It is nothing.
You don't do that. It is nothing.
Because they're using people.
That. That's right. I mean, seriously, why would you want to accept something that is lesser when you could eventually get what you need and then some? That don't make sense. It really doesn't.
No, well, these places don't make sense.
But, you
and
know,
how
did
that, you know, before I went on the air, I was talking to somebody, mm-hmm, and they said to me, how can they call these places independent living centers? They don't make you independent.
Nope. That's right.
How do you like that observation?
Oh,
how
yeah,
do they make
they
people independent?
Nope.
By sending them and referring them to all these places that use you and you can still be put into a nursing home?
Yeah.
And when you
that's
go in there,
it, right,
they take all your money and treat you horrible?
Oh, yeah.
That's independence?
That isn't.
No.
Not by
that is not independence in my name.
No, it isn't.
You know what to me is more independent? I'm going to tell you. A person who takes up a cause through Inner Sight and finds an audience, you know,
yes,
and gets a petition and says, here,
right,
sign this petition. We're trying to help the taxpayers of this country,
right,
who are overburdened.
Right.
You know, to me, that person is more independent.
Oh, yeah.
And free.
Yep.
Not the person who goes to, you see, the independent living centers, they won't help me.
I know.
Because I tell them like it is.
Mm-hmm.
They can't help me. How can they? You know, the first thing, you're gonna help me get my dog's medical? My guide
and
dog's medical?
No.
That's the end of it. Oh,
that's
we can't
right
do that.
Uh-huh.
Where's the independence?
Not there. Really?
The whole thing is phony and bizarre. I mean, it's just crazy. And this guy, who a nice guy, by the way, I don't criticize the guy. It's the system. This guy was supposed to get this light put up. I don't know what the hell happened. I hope he didn't die or something.
Well, that's entirely possible the way they're dealing with the pandemic. So,
this is the second person at the independent living center that has taken this up. And I never heard from them.
Oh, wow. That's pretty bad, you know?
It's a friggin' joke, man. Because there's
yeah
no enforcement.
Right. That's what we do need, enforcement. Seriously.
That's why these things happen. How can you have independence without enforcement? You cannot have independence without strict enforcement.
Yep.
That's a common sense fact of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody that's independent, you know, non-disabled or whatever, is that way because there's enforcement.
That's right.
Think about it. The average person walks around, they can read the signs, everything, the mail, all this stuff. You know, they're independent. Why?
That's right.
Because there's enforcement. If there
That's
was
correct.
No enforcement, they wouldn't be independent. That's what's happening to us. There's no enforcement. That's why we can't be independent. And the independent living centers aren't doing a damn thing about it. What are they going to do? Say the state doesn't give us enforcement to, you know, make the state look bad? They'll lose their money. All right, inner sight around the world, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in, and we'd like to get your observation, your opinion. Feel free to disagree. You know? And anybody on the line?
Okay, here we go. I believe, might have Danny because he's coming in with Skype. And then we also have, let's see, Maureen. And we have a listener.
We have what?
A listener, okay,
no,
who so far hasn't pressed the button yet. Number
right,
one,
so
that is. We have
we
Danny.
We have a Skype caller.
Maureen. We have most likely Danny. He comes in through Skype now.
No, all right. All right, so who's queued up?
Danny and Maureen right now.
Oh, Danny. All right, let's take Danny's call.
Okay, here he comes.
If he wants to talk. Inner Sight Live.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little bit of an issue. The other day, I say, how are you guys doing?
Good, good.
The other day,
good.
For I call Medicare for briefs, disposable briefs, right?
Oh, okay.
And Medicare doesn't handle it.
Medicare? Yeah, they don't pay for it. Medicaid pays for it.
Do you have Medicaid?
Do you have Medicaid, Danny? Danny, you there?
Hello?
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what happened. The stupid blog disconnected him.
We lost him.
Yeah.
All right, oh, call back, Dan.
Call back, Dan. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, so what was he saying? Medicare doesn't pay for what? I missed that.
Medicare does not pay for briefs, but Medicaid does. It depends on what Medicaid he has.
I don't
know.
They don't pay for
the
food? Did you say food?
No, briefs. Briefs.
Huh?
Briefs. They're special briefs. Yeah.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Let Danny explain it further. Here it comes.
Yeah.
Medicaid doesn't pay for disposable underwear.
Right.
Oh, all right. Oh, briefs. Okay.
That's a better
way.
Briefs, yeah. I use them as well, so don't feel bad, Danny. But my MLTC pays for it. It's just bizarre how yours isn't. Is it an MLTC you use it?
It's actually the county.
Oh. Wow. You might want to, and it gets costly. you might want to think about switching over, because they do cover a lot, but you have to look at all the little things to find out which will cover what.
What's little things? Excuse me, Dan, what do you mean by little things?
All right, so say, for example, Danny wants the beefs to be covered, but yet they won't cover something else, and say he needs occupational therapy for him to be able to get a new wheelchair. I'm just giving you, you know, an example. So now he's, you know, this
so
is
they're
going to
make
do.
Money
yeah.
on you again.
No, they'll just, you know, it's like they pick and choose what they'll cover. So he has to be real mindful on
why would they
want to
give you occupational therapy if you need underwear?
No, listen, you have a choice of these MLTCs, but you have to, you know, really write down what you're receiving before you call them and just go through your list of what you need. And make sure they have it. That's all. And that's
and
what I do when I did it.
And so many MLTCs say that they're going to cover you for 24 hours, and they don't.
That's right. That's right.
Typical.
I went to one MLTC, BNS, right? I went to visit a new services.
Oh, no. Don't do that. No, seriously.
Went through all the signing paperwork, and they're like, oh, we can only provide you with 35 hours a week. I'm like, what? Say that again.
Sure, because they want you to go on a nursing home.
That's it. They gave me 70. Yeah, it is. They gave me 70, but I am on oxygen. And, you know, lately a lot of things are really making me a lot weaker. So what they're doing is finally, but I'm so scared to add one more hour, to be honest with you, that I don't do it. And everybody's saying, you do what you need. And I'm like, no, I don't want to go in a nursing home. So right now I'm changing services to either the nursing home waiver and diversion program or the traumatic brain injury, because I had one, either of each I could qualify for. That's how much care I need.
What coverage do you have?
Right now I'm on AgeWell. AgeWell is pretty good. But here's the situation. Some of the things they don't cover, so I have to sit down and decide what I really want to do. They don't age well still, no matter what, they're good. They don't protect you from entering a nursing home if you get worse. So now I am getting worse. I have
Is the independent living center going to protect you from going into a nursing home?
Well, here's the issue. The independent living is just working on my application for those programs, and that's it. That's all.
Yeah, but
that's
you. But they're not gonna. Are they gonna protect you? Are they gonna get an attorney to protect you in case the damn state wants to put you in a nursing home? You or anybody else, of course. That's what you need to know. That's what you want to guarantee
I don't
on.
I think so. Well, that's what they should be doing.
I bet you won't get it.
Uh-huh.
You want it in writing.
You're right.
In writing, an attorney that will protect you from going into a nursing home if you ask for more hours, you know, and you need more time.
Over my family already said, over your dead body, over their dead body, am I ever seeing a nursing home?
That's right. I'm with you, Dan. In a sight. Fight like hell.
No, because...
All right. I don't know. Get the Medicaid, and if you don't have it, well, I don't know if you can get it, but if they pay for it, you know, whatever you need.
Yeah.
The other thing, Medicare, you can ask for a hearing, but I don't know how good that'll do, how much good it'll do.
Yeah, but who knows?
Yeah.
I am back. Sorry about that.
All right, Inner Sight. And, yeah, you know, the system just gets worse and worse. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
It does.
Where is that protection?
It's not, you know, there.
I don't want to hear any song and dance. I don't want to hear this, that, and the other thing. I want to know for sure.
I want it in writing.
That I'm protected from this crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that they're not going to get my money. Why do you want to know you're protected? Because they're going to take all your damn money. They're going to give you crap food.
Yeah.
They're going to give you poison medicine.
Well, here's what
when
people
there's a
also,
lot of good medicine.
People also need to know this. People work hard all their lives to just end up in a nursing home. You're not. Now you've put into the system, you've worked hard, and you have all your assets and all your home and everything, and now it's time and you're going to rest and be retired, and then something happens, and all of a sudden you can't take care of yourself, and somebody needs to take care of you. Well, let me say, if you don't have anything planned, guess where you're going? Nursing.
We need
enforcement. Yes.
Strict enforcement.
And it's funny. When I first started talking about nursing homes, people were, mostly my family, they're not as bad as you put. Now they're turning around and seeing my side, Frank. They really are. When I showed them pictures and I showed them validation of what.
Well, let them sign the damn petition. Help us raise the money.
Yes, I am. That's right. I am. Believe me, a lot of people are on my side now.
If I had the money, I would guarantee that a person would never go into a nursing home.
I know.
Guarantee, absolutely.
Is
and part of that guarantee would be the best attorney to fight for them and a lobby in Washington.
Yeah.
And a campaign.
One second. Okay.
A campaign that would reveal all the horrible atrocities in nursing homes.
Yeah.
All right, Inside Dan, you still there?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Say something.
Is there any?
You want to say anything else? Because we're going to move on.
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm. Is there any good ones that you could say out there?
Good one, what? Nursing home?
Yeah, you come across one.
No.
not
in my mind.
Not
in
one. No. I thought not I had one.
Some are, worse than others, but they're all basically work the same way.
I thought I had one, Danny, when my mom first and my father first was in it. But let me say something. They still. It depends on the person who's taking care of the patient. My mom and dad were both in that same nursing home, and my mom was beaten, my mom was dropped, my mom was pushed, and I still, to this day, cannot do anything about it because Medicare and Medicaid paid for her services at the nursing home. So
they paid for the abuse.
Yeah, that's what they did. Yep.
You know,
that's what they did.
There was one good, what I call good rehab facility. No Haven.
Oh, yeah, I heard of that. Yeah. But it still boils down to the person who's taking care of you, no matter what. The person who's taking care of you is a good person all around. And even if they're outside of the nursing home and you have that person taking care of you, it still goes down to that person. You could still have a rotten person.
No. You know how you can tell a nursing home is good? I'll tell you how.
Mm-hmm.
If they make sure you keep your apartment, and if they make sure that you keep your money.
That's right.
All right? That's a good nursing home.
That's
Find me one like that.
Never.
Where is it?
Not here. Not on this earth. Not a
That
one.
Would be a good nursing home. A nursing home that says, hell, we're not going to do it. This person is going home.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's right.
This person has the freedom of choice.
That's right.
That would be a
My
creative nursing home.
That's right.
And I don't know of one like that.
There is none.
Not a one.
Just the private pay ones, Frank. Only the private pay ones do that. They don't take everything. Just the private pay. And how
well,
could
if people have
that?
Money, that's a different story.
That's it. People have money.
Sure, if you have
money.
It's
all there for you. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all the money.
It's the money.
Yep, it is.
People that have that kind of money, that you know, don't even need a place.
That's right. All right, we must move
All
on.
Right, in the site.
Morning is itching to talk.
Okay.
Take another phone call.
All right.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
No problem.
All right. Thanks for your
Anytime you need us, you call us. Inner site, 213-816-1650, and Maureen from Queens.
All right, here she comes.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hey.
With her nightmare. It's getting better, though,
well,
I gotta say.
I'm just thinking I should actually start my own service because I've done in 2 months what Sydney couldn't do in 4 years.
That's true. Really, you should. We both should together.
You know.
We really should.
Yeah,
you could
exactly.
probably do a lot better than Sydney.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you just have to make calls and do the right.
Because you're
mean,
not stifled by the
for...
state. That's why.
That's right.
That's right. Exactly. That's the mm-hmm. difference. Yes, exactly.
But we would have
so,
to undersell everybody because that's the only way that we can, you know, be competitive at that point. You know.
Right. yeah, because I mean. Persistence paid off. I was persistent, and I, you know, there were times I thought, oh, my God, this is so good. I had to do it. I had to keep on going.
I didn't let
her
quit, though.
No, exactly. And, of course, it was even harder when you have to go to another county. It was extra hard. So,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, so.
Well, you know what that reminded me of? I'm sorry. It reminded me of Joe, Frank. Mm. Joe would not let me quit and just keep advocating until you got it done. Because I just wanted to quit some of the times, Maureen. And he would just keep tell me, you got to do it. You know you got to do it. Every morning he would come. Yep. We're going to hear about Joe from his own words tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm going to make sure that comes on.
I just kept thinking of my poor mom, and we had to be together, and it just kept me. He was a Gemini, was he?
Joe, he was born in May. May 21st, actually.
Yeah, Gemini.
Yeah,
he was
Gemini.
He was Gemini, yeah. You're Gemini,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, like me.
Oh,
I'm a Gemini, yeah, June 20th.
Oh, see?
We keep on going.
That's right.
Yeah. No, I was saying Danny should not go with visiting nurses because, you know, we've heard things that aren't too good about them. So. Yeah.
Yeah, I have had many encounters with VNS. It's quite interesting. I'm not going to badmouth them, but yet I know that they're more for short-term stay as opposed to being in a long-term arrangement with you. So if you had gone to the hospital, you had surgery, say, and now you just need help with, say, wound from the surgery, that's what they're good for. And same with the physical therapy. If you went in, you had a little deconditioned from being in the hospital, that's what they're good for. I've had almost every single stupid, I'm going to say, you know, kind of arrangement set up, you know, so that's where I'm at, you know.
Well, you know, when she was put on the TBI, which was not the right program either because she was too old for that, I don't know, for some reason visiting nurses were connected, because the guy, we picked one of the plans and he came, and oh my God, one Saturday he came, we were there forever filling out things. He called me one Saturday, we must have been on for an hour and a half. Then he'd send it to the visiting nurses. They'd say they needed more information, blah, blah, blah. And after all that, that wasn't even the right thing.
Who is this? Somebody you know?
No, it was, remember, you talked to the guy. You talked to the guy once, Frank, from Polo Care.
Yeah.
Oh, that. Yeah, I remember that guy.
Yeah. So
I knew he was going to say something about it, but he held back. I knew he was. I know.
But that was where she was with the TBI, and that was the wrong program. And then
that's what they put me
I
in.
Mean, you know.
Every program is the wrong program. You know why?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. I don't think there is a right program, really.
Yeah.
They don't give you a guarantee that you'll never go into a nursing home.
Well, I don't know what the nursing home diversion and waiver program really, if that really does or not. And I have to really confirm that when I'm
not
fully
a guarantee.
Up with it. Is that what they said to you?
Yeah, how could it be a guarantee? You're controlled by the state.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, is that through another independent living program?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all.
You know, I guess
that's why I'm laughing.
Independent living.
Yeah, independent living doesn't guarantee anything.
You know, they have. You know, like I say, they could just eliminate a lot of these programs, put them all rolled up into one, because basically
that's right.
They are one. Maybe
they
there's
are.
Something a little different. And stop confusing people and stop, you know, making a mess of everything and not doing anything for the people.
Right. I bet you here's what happens. They get each of those programs from a different fund from the government, and that's why they have to be separate. So that's why they cannot do that. And that's why they drive everybody crazy. That's why.
Right.
Yep.
That's why I would not make a good politician, because I'm too sensible, practical, and I would save a lot of money instead of wasting a lot of money.
Right. And I probably would help you with that, too, because I would just be so, like, I'd be like, we just got to put this in one program. I
right,
said that
exactly,
a long time
you know.
Ago. Yeah.
Exactly, and
that's
help the people instead of helping the politician's pockets
right.
to grow, you know?
Yeah.
Help the people who need the help.
Right. Lately, I've been so upset with all of the politicians. I have no desire to even, you know, talk to any of them who, it's either party. Honestly, I told Frank from the beginning that I was kind of upset with that, you know.
Well, tomorrow night we're going to tell you, tomorrow night we're going to tell you how the politicians won't celebrate Memorial Day.
Well, I don't even have my two of my ballots out, because I'm not going to be a resident of this city anyway. So, they're gone, and I don't have to listen to any more New York City minutia. So, we'll see what's up there.
Yeah, right. You might have some minutia up there. You gotta be careful.
Well, I don't think there's as much minutia as down here. This has to be the king of minutiae down here in the city.
I didn't say.
Know,
let me do the television schedule. Anything else, Maureen?
No, that's all. Thanks, guys. Thanks
for
your help.
Take care,
thank
sweetheart. You're welcome.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. Take care, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
11 o'clock tonight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, Inner Sight. And tomorrow night on the Long Island, Alti, 7:30. Channel 20, 7:30 tomorrow night. Okay, that's the television. And, you know, the system just gets worse as it as it goes along. You know, because you have these politicians who just are indifferent toward us.
Yeah. I would say that.
And they'll put on a good act. They'll make an appearance. You know, they'll get very diplomatic and all that. And one of the stupid expressions that I've learned recently is a political suicide.
I remember who said that too.
Which is so stupid.
Yeah, I know.
You know. How do you commit political suicide when you're giving people rights?
That's true.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's an excuse. It doesn't mean that. It means they don't want to help you.
Yeah.
You know, they listen to these agencies. They don't listen to us. They ignore the facts.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only one way that this system is ever going to change. And we mentioned before, and it's worth mentioning again, if InnerSight gets the kind of funding to start a campaign, including a lobby situation in Washington.
Yeah.
See, you know, you take the nursing homes. They have a campaign. They have money.
Yes, they do.
That's how they keep this thing going.
Yeah, they have, like, when they have the people who run multiple facilities, they have very strong lobbyists go in. And I've even, seen
nobody,
one of them.
There's nobody opposing them. Why aren't the independent living centers opposing them?
Because they're too scared.
They can't.
A lot of them, they can't, no. A lot of the independent living centers are with the government. They get funding, and also, so are these nursing homes. They're also, connected with the government as well. So what do? You
yeah,
can't
the
do
government
anything.
Licenses them.
That's right.
The government allows them to do these things.
Yes, he does.
See?
Yes, they do.
So the only way to combat that is to have a campaign on the other side. See, the other side has never been told.
Right.
You had a few demonstrations here and there, some stupid programs, but that's not telling the other side.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a major campaign that would probably take at least $5 or $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with stories.
Yeah.
And helping people at the same time. See, that's where you're going to get them. Showing them that the damn way works that we want.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Because the independent living centers will never adopt the philosophy of InnerSight.
Mm-hmm.
They can't. They're
no,
being
they can't.
Stopped
mm-hmm.
from doing it.
I agree with
all
that.
Right, InnerSight around the world. Be with you tomorrow night. We're going to celebrate Joe's birthday tomorrow night and connect it up with our memorial show, and a whole different twist that you're gonna hear tomorrow night. You'll never you won't hear this anywhere else.
Nope.
You know, we're going to tell you how the politicians are not celebrating Memorial Day, and they should be.
Yeah. They should.
All right. InnerSight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090 is our phone number.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank all our listeners, callers, Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
And be with us tomorrow night. We've got to wish Joe happy birthday and all that.
Aww.
And we'll hope to have an excerpt from Joe's
I'm going to do that tomorrow. I've been doing a little bit of it, but I had to download software so I can edit it. So I was able
to.
All
right. Thank you so much. InnerSight. Goodbye, world. Good night, everybody. Thank you. InnerSight.
Good night, everyone.